It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Coming up, we'll share some things you never knew about the holiday classic It's a Wonderful Life. First, two lawmakers toured Lincoln Hill's Copper Lake School yesterday to see the facility and talk to the community about alleged abuse there. Earlier this month, state officials raided the school for juvenile inmates after reports of widespread staff abuses ranging from sexual assault to suffocation. Now the FBI and the State Justice Department are investigating those allegations. Representative Mandela Barnes toured Lincoln Hills yesterday, and he's with us now to talk about that experience. He's a Democratic state representative for the 11th District, which includes Milwaukee. Representative Barnes, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me again, and good afternoon to you and your listeners. How's everything going your way?
Now, why did you decide to visit Lincoln Hills personally yesterday?
Well, it's one of those things. You hear the allegations, you read the reports, and, you know, you can make any assumption you want, but if you have the ability to, you know, go experience something like that in person, as the ranking member on the Assembly Committee on Corrections, and Representative Goyke being the ranking member of this committee, we felt it was very important to make the trip up there. Parents have to make the trip if they want to go visit their children, and this being an issue of huge concern to both of us, we felt it necessary to make that trip ourselves.
Now, what was your reaction when you first heard about the abuse allegations coming out of Lincoln Hills?
Well, some of the things were so wild. You know, when you hear it, when you read it in the paper, it's like you think of like some of the worst places imaginable. Some of the, like the scene off of movies where, or you see jails and prisons, you know, just overrun and going crazy, like on the Batman movies, right? Like Arkham Asylum. You think of like the wildest scenarios. Then you think, oh, these are children who are in these facilities. It's no better. They were adults. However, you know, these are inmates, many of whom can, you know, be corrected if properly rehabilitated. So that's where, when you read it, it strikes you. I'm a younger person myself. I'm only 29 years old, so not too much older than some of the people who are in there. So reading it, seeing the reports, that's exactly what prompted the reaction for us to just go there.
And so you maybe had some ideas about what you might find and what the situation was like. What was it actually like when you got there?
Well, that's the thing. You can't properly, you know, gauge or say, well, yeah, nothing's going on because I went there and saw nothing was going on. The fact is, you know, prior to us going there, they had advance warning that we would actually be there. So I had very little expectation that we would see some of the things we heard about actually take place while we were there. However, we did have an opportunity to speak with people. We had a chance to speak with, you know, students that we passed by, and we also had an opportunity to speak with people who worked there who were able to provide, you know, more context, more detail about what has been taking place and what are some of the bigger issues.
We're talking right now with Mandela Barnes, Democratic State Representative for the 11th District, and he's joining us now to talk about his in-person visit to Lincoln Hills yesterday, which is under investigation for staff abuse against juvenile inmates. And talking about what some of the underlying issues are and the reform that's needed, what sorts of conclusions have you come to about what could fix some of the problems that have surfaced?
Well, some of the bigger problems stem from political decisions that were made. And, this is absolutely not the type of these are not the type of events that you want to politicize in any way. However, political decisions have had real-life consequences on so many people. When you look at the rate of people who have been retiring or who have just abruptly resigned from the Department of Corrections, who work at staff in this facility as well as other facilities across the state, you have seen a sharp decline since 2011-2012, and in my opinion and the opinion of many others, this can be directly attributed to Governor Walker's Act 10 reforms, because this is a workplace where people are not able to negotiate their own safety. Governor Walker exempted police officers and firefighters for this very reason, completely ignoring the fact that our prison system, our Department of Corrections, is another place where people are likely to witness some form of danger on the job. So when people go to work every day, when they're forced into overtime, 16-hour shift after 16-hour shift after 16-hour shift, there is a certain cognitive ability that doesn't exist after a certain point. There is a certain level of tolerance that a person has. You know, I make the comparison all the time. It doesn't matter where you work. So you could work at a Build-A-Bear for two straight 16-hour shifts, and you may not be the most pleasant employee, and something small could sing you off. The fact that we have people who are committed to working these types of hours, working in these situations where they have very little say-so on their own safety, on their own well-being, you're going to see catastrophic results. You're going to see more and more reports like this. And I'm afraid that, you know, it's much more than even Lincoln Hills. I'm especially concerned about our adult correction system.
Well, one issue that this has brought to light is the question of how, what type of consequence is most effective when you're dealing with juveniles, and then I guess if you look at the broader prison system, older people involved in that as well. What do you think about how we think about corrections and consequences and punishment?
So we have to be more forward-thinking in our adult corrections as well as our juvenile corrections. And Representative Evan Goyke and I released a proposal that will require the Wisconsin Department of Corrections to examine, to study the benefits of the Missouri model. They use a much different model in that state when it comes to juvenile corrections. As you know, Lincoln Hills is a facility that is it's primarily made up of students from Milwaukee County. And the fact is that we're talking about a place that's 3.5 hours away. Even if you have a car, even if you're able to go there, we're talking about 7 hours total travel time back and forth. Let's say you spend 2-3 hours with your child who's there. That's a 10-hour commitment, which is difficult for any person, regardless of, whether you're working class, whether you're not working, whatever the case may be, that is a difficult situation. One piece of the Missouri model calls for smaller facilities spread out in different geographical regions in a state to make it easier for students to be able to, or juvenile offenders to be able to interact with their parents, which is also a huge part of the rehabilitation process. It involves parents, it involves families. About 25% students that go through that type of rehabilitation program also undergo a family therapy program before they are released, which has been shown to tremendously increase the chance or decrease the chances of them returning to a juvenile facility or an adult facility later in life.
So speaking about different locations for schools as one possibility, the state chapter of the NAACP is calling for the state to close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools and to reopen the Ethan Allen School, which is closer to Milwaukee. What do you think about that proposal?
Well, I think that the proposal to reopen Ethan Allen, I don't think it should have been closed in the first place. I understand that the idea to consolidate was put forth. However, we knew, it had been talked about. I wasn't even in the legislature at this point, but it had been discussed. It had been talked about the consequences that so many of the students there would face by, being so far removed from their families. Another thing is, cultural competency. That's huge because when you look at the staff in these types of facilities, it helps. It is immensely helpful when you have staff that can directly relate to some of the experiences of the inmates. Unfortunately, as much as a staff person, may care about the livelihood, the fact that if there is some level of relativity that exists between staff members who are working to rehabilitate these students, whether it's the caseworker, social workers, when that exists, you tend to see better results.
Now, what do you think needs to happen, both to make Lincoln Hills safe immediately and to reform the school, maybe change it?
Well, the big part, when you look immediately for the safety, we need more staff. When you're looking at a facility that is constantly understaffed, you're looking at the staff turnover rate. If people do get the job, the amount of people who stay or who don't stay because of the forced overtime, that's a huge issue. We have to be able to attract, recruit, attract, and retain dedicated professionals who are willing, who are able to serve in this sort of capacity. That's one of the biggest things. I mean, you look at the training that takes place in years past, you know, the training happened between senior staff and the incoming staff, and they were able to be brought in the position. They were able to be transitioned more smoothly. And now you get people who just kind of, you know, they go through a training and it's not as thorough, and they show up for work and certain situations may arise and they don't have anybody to look to. They don't have anybody to consult who's also in that position when they when certain situations arise.
Well, Representative Barnes, we leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Mandela Barnes, Democratic State Representative for the 11th District, which includes Milwaukee. He joined us to talk about his recent visit to Lincoln Hills yesterday, which is under investigation for staff abuse against juvenile inmates.